Okay, social media alert. So let's talk about a new feature that Twitter is rolling out. And it's something that you should be aware of because you should always be on top of your game when it comes to social media and marketing in your business, right? Right? Right. So let's get into that after the theme song.
So the big question is this. How do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle.
All right, breezing through the CNN business section, which I love to do, So I came across the article that said Twitter is testing disappearing post called Fleets. Fleets, F-L-E-E-T-S. I love that name. So appropriate. Tweet, fleet. Either way, no surprise, Twitter is getting into the whole disappearing content game. Sounds a lot like stories that really started with Snapchat back in 2013 with the whole idea of disappearing content, moved into Instagram, their stories, disappearing after 24 hours, Facebook itself, even though they're under the same parent, but Facebook then rolled out stories and it's catching on all over the networks. And now Twitter has got essentially their own version of this disappearing content. So let me read to you just a little bit on what they say here. So on Wednesday, the social network Twitter said it's testing a new feature called Fleets, which are posts that disappear after 24 hours. The test, which rolled out the same day, today, is currently only available in Brazil. So it hasn't even hit the U.S. yet. But again, it's that same concept of the tweets or the fleets that you put out would disappear after 24 hours. And now, similar to stories, people wouldn't be able to, they would appear and people could see them, but they wouldn't appear in the normal way a tweet would. So if you're an Instagram user and you know about Instagram stories, you know that those stories don't appear in your feed. So any of the regular posts that you do to your feed, your stories don't appear there. The same thing will be true with Twitter. So in order to see these fleets that you've put out, you would have to click on your avatar to be able to see them. They wouldn't just appear in your regular Twitter timeline. And now Twitter and some of the rest of the social networks, they've all been sort of on this journey and making this move to lessen some of the dependency, some of the emotional angst that's tied to liking the content that people put out and, you know, people judging themselves and trying to measure up to, oh, how many likes did I get? And in the case of Twitter, how many retweets did I get? And so they've found different ways, like with this disappearing content and putting it in different places, they found different ways to start to remove some of that. So these fleets, you won't be able to have public visibility. So the public won't have visibility to other people's reactions to your fleets. Those are all just private messages. Same thing with stories today. If somebody were to respond to a story that you did, you would see it, right? Whether it was a reaction, whether it was a comment, you would see it, but nobody else would see it. And I do think it's a... I like the idea behind it. There is a social empathy type idea behind it, and that I fully support. So why does all of this matter to you? well, of course, anything that's happening on the social channels, because we are in the day and age of social media, and your customer, your client is likely to be engaging on social media. That's where they are. That's where their attention is. As entrepreneurs, as business owners, it is important that we get our services in front of as many eyeballs as possible. And not just as many eyeballs as possible, but the right eyeballs. And of course, social media is a great way to do that. With all the different targeting options at our fingertips, we want to go where the attention is. So it's just important that you know that that's out there and that's available. Well, it's not available to you now, but know that it's something that is being tested and that is in the works. And maybe you're not a big user on Twitter, and maybe your customer base doesn't really reside on Twitter. If not, you can disregard this. But if that might be something where, hey, my folks are on here, I need to get in this game, you may want to think about planning and building something like that into your content strategy in the future. So just start thinking ahead and keep pushing, keep growing in your business. So take this and take action. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Enjoy what you're hearing on this podcast? Well, if you do, I need you to do me a huge favor. Go over to Apple Podcast, look for Ambition, Honey, and Hustle, and leave me a rating and a written review. That would be so awesome. And you don't know how much that helps other listeners just like you find us. So go ahead, leave the rating and review. I'll wait, or not. I'll trust that you'll go and do it. And I thank you very much in advance.